Amber Grady Fuller. I am the owner of Draft Up. This is draft-up.com. I've got some worksheets and some booklets online on my website. If you would like to take a look at them, maybe you can write some of your own policies and procedures. They're designed to help you do that. I have a teenage son, and he uses YouTube, kind of like a lot of teenagers out there. And the other day, he was trying to replace the radio in his truck. So he flipped on this YouTube video that was going to explain to him how to take an old radio out and put in the new radio. So he takes his little phone out to the truck, and he's got all his tools out there, and he pushes play on the video, and the gentleman on the video says, you know, how to take out the face of the plate or the faceplate. So he goes and pauses the video, and he takes off the faceplate, and then he pushes play again. And then the gentleman on the video goes, okay, well, now you can cut the wires to, you know, this radio faceplate. So my son pushes pause, and then he goes and he clips all the, all the wires in the back of the radio. And then he pushes play again, and the guy says, but I wouldn't recommend doing that. Now think about that. What is it that actually happened there is a poor consideration for the order of the steps that were provided. So the first step was to take the faceplate off. There was no problem there. The second step was not to cut the wires. So this gentleman could have actually said, I wouldn't recommend this, but you could cut the wires. That would have stopped my son from cutting the wires. However, the person who recorded that video had failed to consider the fact that a lot of times when people are watching YouTube videos, they push play, they get the next step, then they push pause, they do that step, then they push play, and they do that step, and then they push pause. People do things that way because they can't really, in real time, follow the steps as quickly as you're talking about them. And it wouldn't be possible for the gentleman on the YouTube video to sit there and, you know, wait for 5 minutes in blank air, waiting for you to have enough time to take off the faceplate, for example. So this, you know, the YouTube person that was recording the video has a specific need. His need is to communicate the steps in order about what it is you're trying to do. Now the user has a need, and that user is they want to be able to use those steps one at a time, and they're going to push pause between those different steps. So when you're writing a policy or procedure, people do the same thing. I mean, how many of you have taken a book or what have you and looked through the book, and then you get maybe to the next step and you set the book aside and you go do that step and then you go back to the book? Well, you know, when you do that, if the person who wrote those steps didn't put the information in the proper order, you won't necessarily realize that until after you've already completed that step. I remember when I was in elementary school that a lot of my teachers would tell me, you know, read all of the instructions all the way to the end, and then you go in and you go back to the beginning and you start doing it. I don't even know how many times they told me that, but I never ever did it. I even remember we worked on this one worksheet, and, you know, it said color in all the number ones. So you color in all the number ones, and then the next step is color in all the number threes. And so you're like, okay, so you color in all the number threes. And then the very last instruction was don't do any of these steps. And so if I had read through all of the instructions, I would have taken the teacher a blank sheet of paper. But because my sheet of paper was not blank, I had colored in all of the little number ones and I'd colored in all of the number threes, my teacher knew with one glance that I had not followed her verbal instruction of reading all of the instructions before I started. So in this, that was a, you know, an example from back in when I was young in school. But that definitely still applies, even if what we're talking about is a YouTube video. Even if you're speaking out your instructions to tell somebody, how are you going to do this? You know, you have to keep in mind, people pause between your steps. So in this situation, my son was told, you can clip the wires. He had pushed pause. He didn't hear that last little phrase that said, I wouldn't recommend doing this. So if you're going to give somebody a warning, if you're going to say, hey, I wouldn't recommend doing this, say that part first and then say the part you don't recommend people do. Because when you pause videos, that creates an issue. But when you're writing out procedures, you can have very similar issues. If you do one step and you're supposed to do this other thing before you do this last thing, if you wrote your instructions with number one being the first step and number two being the last step and then number three being, I don't know, the fifth step, well, those instructions are basically worthless. Because nobody is going to take the time to figure out, well, okay, number two is really the last one, and number three goes here somewhere in the middle. That's a puzzle. And when you're reading through your descriptions or your procedures, you don't want a puzzle. You want help accomplishing a task. What you want when you pull out a procedure is you want something very simple that's going to give you the information that you need. The other thing you really want when you're using a procedure is you want that information to be clear. You want that information to be really easy to find, which means you want to be able to just kind of briefly glance at it and get a general idea of what it is you're doing. This is why things like charts, if you can set up a chart whenever possible, you should really do so in your procedures. Charts are awesome for procedures because you can scan them, you can look over and find the information you need, and then move on to something else. Now, another item that's really helpful in a lot of procedures would be a schematic or a picture or even flowcharts. Sometimes flowcharts are really helpful for people to have a little bit of a visual. And the reason that they're helpful is because you can skim them quickly to get the information that you need. You don't have to read through every single solitary step. You can skim through, get the information you need, and move back to completing the actual activity you pulled out the procedure to do in the first place. So when you're writing a procedure, it's important to keep in mind that as often as possible, you want your information to, number one, be written in a very specific, very clear order. Number two, you need to remember that people skim and scan and pause your instructions right smack dab in the middle. You need to keep that in mind when you're saying things and when you're writing things out. And if you're doing something on the computer, if you're doing something in email, you need to remember people can't hear your tone of voice when you've done it in writing. People don't know that you're joking when you send a text message and you say something you didn't really mean. That's why we have, you know, little emojis. We have little LOLs and things like that. It's because text doesn't inherently identify this was just a joke. You're supposed to laugh at this. Video, however, does have some of those social cues. So it would be quite odd if you're listening to somebody on a YouTube video and they start holding up, you know, emojicons in the middle of the YouTube video. I guess that wouldn't be weird anymore, but there are certain things that would be that are just naturally communicated when you're dealing with people face to face. YouTube and some of our recordings, like this podcast, for example, have helped clear up some of the miscommunications that occur in writing. But when you have procedures, if you've chosen to write your procedures instead of do a step-by-step video or instead of doing a podcast to explain how to do something, if you're just writing it down, there's no other form of instructions, then you want it to be skimmable. You want it to be easily scannable, which means you're going to use a lot of white space. It also means that you're going to make sure that you use very clear language. And if you put a warning inside of your procedures, make sure you tell somebody it's a warning before you give them that information. That's really the whole point of all of this. I can tell you that my poor son, when he pushed play, he realized he'd made a mistake, but the mistake was already made. Now, here's where, if you're a business owner, this is exactly what happened. So my son then listened to the rest of the video, and that particular video never went into what do you do if you already did clip the wires, or what do you do if you have, you know, how do you put that thing back together? That video didn't cover that because the person recording the video assumed that you were going to listen to the whole video before, you know, you clipped the wires. But in my son's case, he didn't listen to the whole video. He had pushed pause. So then what my son then had to do was he had to go to a completely different, business owner in order to answer his need. He had to go to a completely different YouTube video, somebody completely different who sat down and explained to him how to put back those wires, how to replace the damage that was done based on some assumptions that were made by both parties. So when my son did that, I mean, imagine if you were that YouTube video person and it was really important that that person listen to your video. Well, you caused the problem and you did not offer that solution. That YouTube video person did not offer that solution that my son needed then for this mistake that he'd made. So now chances are good. My son will not watch that person's video the next time he has to do something, which means that person who didn't start off with the warning when talking about the problem literally lost a customer. For the rest of his life, he's lost a customer because he didn't think about the way that he was saying his little warning. You know, you can cut the wires, but I wouldn't recommend doing that, because he just didn't really think through how important it is that you offer information in a proper order. So with warnings, things like that, it's really important that you say, warning, don't do this. Go ahead and state that whatever it is you're giving the warning about. My name is Amber. I would love to work with you. My booklets that I mentioned earlier, I've got great worksheets with them. They walk you through one step and then another step, and they're very comprehensive. They're designed for almost any industry you can imagine. And I would love to work with you if you need a little bit of extra help, or you're just not able to use the worksheets to write your own procedures and policies. My name is Amber. My email is amber@draft-up.com. I'd love to talk with you. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.